שלום, אנחנו לומדים.
Hello. We're studying the article Matan Torah. You can find it in Kabbalah for the student on page 245, item 10. You can also ask questions live on CAP TV, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. So again, we're reading from Kabbalah for the student, the article Matan Torah, page 245, item 10.
I think it's worthwhile for us to start maybe two paragraphs before in the previous page.
So we're starting with the words, by the same token. By the same token, we love wisdom, strength, and wealth, etc., because all those exist in Him who is our root.
Only because it's in our root, not in any other way, not because they themselves are good or bad. What's inside the Creator is felt in us as good. That's creation.
And hence, we hate their opposites, such as foolishness, weakness, and poverty, since they do not exist in our root at all. This makes us feel hateful and loathsome, and pains us immeasurably. Item 10. This is what gives us the foul taste of shame and impatience when we receive from others by way of charity. Because in the Creator there is no such thing as reception of favors, because from whom would He receive? And because this element does not exist in our root, we feel it as repulsive and loathsome. On the other hand, we feel delight and pleasure every time we bestow upon others, since that conduct exists in our root, which it gives to all.
Mubin?
Clear? Yes.
Since we read this passage 2 days ago, everything seems like an upside-down world, like a mirror, that everything are qualities of the will to receive, that you hate poverty,
yes.
And you're saying that it has to do with the upper root. What inverts it as a mirror from this to that?
I don't understand. And what did the world flip over?
Baal Sulam, he describes classic qualities of the will to receive, that foolishness, weakness, and so on. And on the other hand,
yes, where do we have it in us? He's explained to you where we have this in us from. You receive it in your life from this, from influencing is good, bestowing is good, and receiving is bad. Well, so giving is good. So where do you get that from? He's giving you, it's because that's how it's in the Creator.
So what exactly am I supposed to correct about these qualities?
We didn't talk about correcting yet.
We're talking about the will to receive, that we have to invert its intention.
Because by that you become closer to the Creator, you come to His degree.
Yeah, but not in qualities, but in intention, because these are classic qualities of the will to receive.
Right, of course. The will to receive remains, but how you use it, the matter remains, the desire to enjoy. But to enjoy what? Reception or bestowal? That's altogether the issue. Because you bestow to your children and enjoy, and to others you only enjoy when you receive from them. Right? Yes, so. So we need to invert our action. Then we will resemble the Creator, and by that we will come to His degree, to His standing.
So the shame of getting mercy and so on, it's not because of the actions themselves, but because I do them for the wrong goal.
Yes. In general, receiving is not the problem. The purpose of creation is to receive. It just depends on the intention.
Sounds both complicated and also simple at the same time.
Right. Therefore, economists don't understand what's going on in the world. That's why the world is in a crisis. Yes?
Yes. So according to what it says here, we love everything that we have in our root, and he says what we love is strength, wealth, rest, and so on, wisdom. So what's the recipe to get it? That we love it? Great. We'd like to have all of these things, but we don't.
We love it in our will to receive because it's in our root. But in us, those things bring us pleasure when we receive. In the Creator, those same things are there, and His action is bestowal. He bestows them. Just like the host is giving me these nourishments. So what can I, and I'm before him, what can I give back to him? So I enjoy the food he gave me. Yes? What he has, I enjoy. What can I give back to him? I can give back to him only the intention. I will never have strength or all of those other qualities. I'll never have those. But how will I sort myself, arrange myself so I could relate to the Creator correctly through those qualities? All there is in the Creator is felt inside a person as good. Inside a regular person, without any corrections, it's sensed as good. What do we need to be in corrections for? Not in order to receive from that from him, but in order to reach his degree, to those actions of his. How can I do that? Only by doing it in order to bestow. He bestows. He is, because he is the desire to bestow, I can bestow to him under the condition that I will receive in order to bestow to him. I have no other possibility. I have no other capability. So the good that's in him, I enjoy, because on that I can do work. Yes?
What I'm asking is, it says here that a person loves rest, wisdom, wealth, strength.
Yes, that's in the Creator.
And this is the reason for which we like it.
Yes.
So I want to have all these things. Wisdom, strength, wealth, rest. What do I have to do?
You need to do a restriction on that.
But it says that I love it.
Well, so what? You need to do restriction on it. And to try to receive all those things only under the condition that you're bringing contentment to the Creator with that. And then it will be considered that you have those four things that you said, and you're giving them to the Creator. What?
I don't understand. He explains why is it natural for us to yearn for all these things.
So leave those things. Salad, what else? Kube, some kind of cutlets. Jachnun, some other pastry. And marrow soup. Yeah, this is like the food that we know Oren loves. Those four things come from the Creator. I love them very much. And if I receive them, the Creator arranged it such that I won't receive more than what we call a pocket of life, kista de chayuta. So what's my role? Through the pleasure that comes to me from him, it's good that he did it gradually in 125 degrees, which diminish this pleasure. So the pleasure comes to me in a minute manner. I get a little bit of that pleasure in a way that I think there's something in the air conditioning. Something's happening. There's something in the air. Okay. So, I want them. It's good that they're coming to me in a kind of gradual way, not because of the air conditioning itself. No. There's something in the air there. There's... Well, and then, if I do a restriction, I don't want to enjoy. Why? I would prefer now, through some kind of wise way, some specific action, I want to get close to the Creator. I want to be like the host. I don't want to receive it from him. I want to be like him. Like in the allegory of the host and the guest. The poor who met his rich man, friend who gives him all the food and all the abundance, and then I say, I want to be like you. I don't want that shame. I don't want to receive from you. So you restrict your will to receive, and then you have the possibility, specifically because you want all those pleasures, all those lights. Your will to receive was built from those lights. So you can do an action towards the host, towards the Lord. And that by that you come to his decree. It works out that you won't enjoy those four things. That's not the intention. That you will enjoy of being like him, which is a completely different degree. That you will enjoy, when you enjoy those four things, you'll be like a beast. But by enjoying being like him, you will be an Adam, a human. You will enjoy bestowal like he enjoys bestowal. Ask, I'm willing to stand here until this is clear.
If I understand correctly, the wisdom of Kabbalah is the wisdom of how to receive, right? Meaning, we don't know how to receive, so it teaches us how to receive. Now it tells us, what do we want to receive? What exists in our root? That there is wisdom, strength, wealth, probably many more things. I'm all in favor of receiving all of these things, but what's the recipe? What's the formula to get it?
You will receive those things in order to bestow. Of course you will receive them, just like the guest and the host. Of course you will eat everything there is on the table, which are exactly the same flavors in quantity and quality according to your will to receive. It's meant for you. But under the condition that it also raises you to the degree of the Creator himself, to the degree of the host. Because you're complaining that you're receiving, but that you don't want to be just a guest. You're envious of him. How does he have that? You remember the example. Well, so you're given an opportunity not to be a beast, to receive what you're given, like a beast, like you throw... we talked about this yesterday, I think. Like a cat. You throw something to a cat. He's not blemished by that. He just eats it and that's it. No envy. And no shame. So you want to come to the degree of Adam. You have to, for that, you have to do restriction, tzimtzum, and ol chozer, and only to receive in order to bestow. That's the degree of Adam.
So what's the order of action?
Tzimtzum.
Meaning?
Not wanting to receive anything from the Creator, wanting to be like him. How do I do that? Through the exercises with the friends and the reforming light.
But I do want to receive from him.
Right? If you wouldn't want to receive, you wouldn't have any work. Because you have the will to receive, upon the will to receive, you're working. You're overcoming. You're preferring to be like the Creator upon being like a beast, which is filled with pleasures.
So I want to receive all these things from him. So what do I have to do now? This is the starting point.
Tzimtzum, restriction.
Meaning
that I prefer not to work according to the pleasures which I have in this world, but rather to receive from him just what is necessary and work on everything just in order to be similar to the Creator. And in order to be similar to the Creator, I am now building my society.
What does it mean to be like the Creator?
To bestow.
To give?
Yes?
Okay, so I'll start giving and then what?
Then I do so towards the friends, and we gradually, mutually do bestow to each other and learn and do all those things together. Through that, we draw the reforming light, which connects between us, because the connection between us is the correct form of mutual bestowal. If we come to the connection between us, it's a sign that I'm bestowing to them and they're bestowing to me, and we're truly coming to the form of bestowal. By coming to that true form of bestowal, somewhat, to some degree, the Creator clothes between us, and we reveal Him. We are the Kli, and He's the light.
So, by restricting my natural desire to receive all these good things, and by starting to give, by that I reach what?
You need to draw the reforming light, which makes you receive and to bestow. Because only by that you're doing a favor to the Creator. And the Creator truly only arranged those things so that you will be like Him. He wants to invert you from the poorer friend of His. He wants to make you into His true friend that is equal to Him.
And then I will merit all those things that I aspired for to begin with, wealth, rest, strength.
We must receive everything. But this reception will be in the form of bestowal. And then you will feel in those pleasures 620 times more power in the pleasure than it was before in them. Yes.
How, for instance, do I get wealth in the form of bestowal from Him?
We say that altogether what we have in this world, meaning our will to receive, has like a thin candle. And that all the pleasures can open up only in order to bestow. They're filling the intention, the Ol Chozer. And the will to receive cannot receive any more than what we call a thin little candle, meaning the form of bestowal from the Creator that just maintains us, which is called this world. The whole thin candle is what you see in this world.
I didn't understand. I'll repeat the process. Let's see if I get it. To begin with, I want to be wealthy. I like wealth.
So, no, if you want to be rich, please, go and become rich. We're talking about humans that want riches and honor and all the things that are in the Creator and all the things that are there in the most egoistic people. But other than that, He has a point in the heart. And the point in the heart that makes the poor man say to the boss, I enjoy everything you're giving me, but I want it to be mine too. I want to be like you. From the point in the heart, you have a desire to receive, and in it, a point. In the point, you want to be already like the host. Meaning that point doesn't come to you from the degree of beast in you, where you and the Creator are relating to these pleasures in that form, but rather this point comes from a higher degree, from something spiritual, from where you are Adam, similar to the Creator. And then you start to relate to life in a different manner. You're not just going to make money and honor and knowledge and etc. In your degree, you want to attain the degree of the Creator. That's why you're relating to Him in such a way. If it weren't for that point, then you have a direct way. You want to receive this whole world inside your belly.
We have questions from Nirenberg.
Yes. So it's Ekaterinburg first.
The question is, if one feels emptiness on the inside and feels that he has nothing to give, what can he give then?
Is this towards the friends or towards the Creator? What are you talking about? If I only have a feeling of emptiness?
The friends, the group.
If I have an emptiness, I can bestow my emptiness to the group. All that I have, the group needs. And all that the group has, I need. The main thing is for us to try to each connect in his individual state that he has. There are no states that are unworthy or worthy for the group. Each and every state there is. More? There's none.
Igor from Kyiv is asking, on the one hand, we have to hide our ego from the Creator, on the other hand, to enjoy bestowal. How does that coincide?
We conceal the ego directly, not to receive from the Creator, in order to use those means to be similar to Him. And in order to be similar to Him, we already need to receive from Him, but in the intention in order to bestow. I don't understand. Were you never in such a state where you're sitting before your boss and you have, on one hand, a good appetite and you want to receive the nourishments He gives you? On the other hand, you're ashamed. How do you behave? Just like Bala Sulam explains to us in the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. So you start to say, no, I don't want, I can't, this and that. The host kind of pushes you a little bit more. Yes, eat, do. Until this game places you as a bestower towards the host. Seemingly bestowing. And then you can receive everything and enjoy and eat. And other than that, you don't owe the host at this point, but the host owes you. How is that not clear? You've come to a state where he's begging before you, take, I did this for you, why, and so on and so forth. Who's the bestowing person here? Me or the Creator? Me. Who's receiving? Me or the Creator? He's receiving. And me, in him, his place, I'm receiving and filling and bestowing. I'm filling him with pleasure. But for the time being, you're filling yourself. No, I didn't fill myself because I restricted that will to receive that wanted to enjoy the food. And all my pleasure is not from the food, but from the fact that I'm bestowing to him, which is a 620 times greater pleasure. I'm no longer thinking about the fact that I wanted to enjoy all kinds of things of this world. I already now have different pleasures to bestow to the Creator. This is endless pleasures. We are giving up things, just like he says there, that the kelim of reception, those initial vessels of reception, were canceled from their current state, their current form. And now they became kelim of bestowal. It became ol chozer, returning light. Very nice. It's good that the confusion's coming. It's a sign that we're kind of flipping a little bit. That's good. Well, yes, Nuremberg.
So if we got it right, the wealth what we receive, in the adding what Oren asked, is the happiness in the fulfillment that we got, that if we bestow to the friends. So the flavors that I receive from the Creator, is it an indication or a sign that I remind myself to that I had to give to the friends?
If I bestow to the friends or try to bestow to the friends, by that I need to start to feel bestowal from the Creator, identification with the Creator. That I want to feel by that how much I'm bestowing to the Creator. In my bestowal to the friends, I want to feel how much by that I am bestowing to the Creator. That the Creator is enjoying my bestowal to the friends. That's what I want to feel. I am permitted to have that. I want to enjoy bestowal we're allowed to enjoy bestowal. But don't get confused for the time being, so it won't be to bestow in order to receive. Well, for the time being. Yes, Dani.
We're always talking about the greatness of the Creator, someone who's really great in my eyes. I'm not ashamed of receiving from him. If he'll give me something that's not tasty, I'll still eat it because he's great in my eyes. I won't mind the taste of the food. And there are also plenty of examples for it in this world.
Yes, and?
So why the shame? This I don't get. Where will the shame come from? He's great in my eyes.
You don't have any shame. Now you touched upon something even more internal. It's true that if we were to receive from the Creator, we would receive and enjoy or not be able to receive?
Everything comes from Him, the will to receive everything.
No, I'm asking, if you were to receive within your senses from the Creator, would you enjoy?
Depending on what does He give me.
What do you mean depends what He's giving you? You couldn't receive from Him because you'd be ashamed. That's why He's concealed, to help you build towards Him the bestowal. That's one thing. That's the first thing. The second thing that you said before, what else did you say? Yes, what does it mean that He is great in your eyes and therefore you're not ashamed to receive from Him? We can see that we are ashamed. Other than that, as it's written, shame is ready only for high souls that truly reveal the Creator, and upon that they need to do restriction.
Okay, if I don't agree to receive from Him, then why, by the correction of the intention in order to bestow, I will be able to receive from Him? Was it about it? What changed in me?
Maybe I'm not sorted in my mind today with my cold, so you're suffering. But we include a desire and a spark, meaning to start with in this world, not all the people, but let's say if we're talking about those that are here, those that are in the world of Bnei Baruch, we are included from two desires. One desire is to enjoy, like all the people, and the other desire is to connect to the root. That's why we came here, right? So that's it. Now, constantly relate to that duality. What do you have from this, and what do you have from that? The I that is eating at the host, it's true, he's receiving everything from the host, but then what is revealed to him is shame. What are you saying that can't be, that he, it's not revealed? We see this in many people in this world, that shame is not revealed, but in us the shame is different. In us it's not shame, but rather the inclination to reveal the root. Well, ask or talk. I can't like this. Or we'll continue to read. Let's read a little.
Item 11, page 245. Now we have found a way to examine the purpose of creation, which is to cleave unto Him. In its true appearance, this exaltedness and dvikut, which is guaranteed to come to us through our work in Torah and Mitzvot, is no more and no less than the equivalence of the branches with their root. All the gentleness and pleasure and sublimity become a natural extension here. As we have said above, that pleasure is only the equivalence of form with its maker. And when we equalize with every conduct in our root, we sense delight. Also, everything we encounter that is not in our root becomes intolerable, disgusting, or considerably painful to us, as is necessitated by the concept, and we naturally find that our very hope depends on the extent of our equivalence of form with our root.
לשורשנו יתברך ויתעלה.
אז הכל הוא מסביר.
So he explains everything. That we have no point in receiving from the Creator what we thought before and to enjoy this whole world and all that is here, but rather that all the pleasures that we are worthy of receiving, that we are truly made for, are completely different pleasures and not those pleasures that are here in this imaginary world, but pleasures that come from equivalence of form with the Creator. As we build ourselves like Him, we enjoy from existing in that form, like the Creator. What's not clear here? It's written so beautifully. First, he says that the pleasure is no more than the equivalence of form with His Maker. And since the equates to it, everything that is the conduct in our root, we sense the light.
Ken.
Yes.
The vessels, they're made only in order to be restricted, or what?
No, we use all our kelim, only that malchut, which received or wants to receive, we don't use it in that way. We restrict ourselves and go for higher pleasures, greater pleasures, different ones.
So what does the Malchut have to do with it if I want a different pleasure?
Because upon it you're building a relationship, an attitude towards. I had a pleasure inside to eat some steak, which comes to me from the host. I don't eat the steak. Rather, I want to make myself towards bestowal to the host. I say, I can't. Why can't I? Because the shame is stopping me. It's instead of pleasure, it's bringing me suffering. As now I feel in the point in the heart that it raises itself above the will to receive. If I eat the steak, I'll be a beast. If I restrict the steak and work above it, then I will be a man. So what are you asking now?
How do I do the work above the stick? After the restriction, what I do?
You restricted your will to receive in receiving in it. Now above it, you can build your attitude towards the host.
How do I build it?
Through the rejection. I don't want to receive this pleasure from him. I want to come to a pleasure that I am like him.
Where does that happen? Where is the act of work which is not?
Above the stake, above the will to receive. I build 10 sefirot of Or Chozer.
And the friends?
Oh yes, of course.
And then how do I get back to the stake? This I don't understand. I made the restriction, I went to work with the friends in order to build his greatness, to have the strength to reject, and then how do I go back to...
You don't go back to the stake.
So I don't.
You receive that thin candle that you had in your will to receive. You now invert it to 620 times greater, to Naran Chai.
And that's considered the fulfillment of that desire?
Yes, yes. And the desire to receive in order to receive that you had before remains empty. Because nevertheless, it is only meant for what we call, it's not a pleasure, it's another kind of pleasure. It's hard today, I don't know. So you, it seems like everyone's kind of, yes, Dudi.
About something else. If we look at the Israeli society from day to day, it seems as if it gets more and more blows. It's being ever more split.
Meaning the general society, not one person, but the society in general.
Yesterday, for example, with the shooting soldier affair was a strong blow that splitted us even more. How do you analyze that situation, the situation of our society?
I don't relate to the judicial system and not to the military or to the judges or anything like that, not to the right or the left or these or them. I just look at the damage, the harm to the nation, the social damage that no one is taking into consideration. And that's a very big problem that we need to understand, that the nation of Israel, the people of Israel, their whole our meaning, our whole essence of existing is in connection. And if we damage our connection even more than what we have, the way we can barely tolerate each other and are somehow in some physical framework at least together, then we need to at least maintain that and not cause hatred, separation, distancing in all different forms, between the media to the judges to the police and the military and the people and the right and the left and different parties, etc., to parents and children here also, where the children are going to the military, what will happen now, and so on. Meaning this was a blow to the nation that I don't think we've had anything similar to it before. It's a huge blow to the military, to the unity. I remember that what it was like to be in the military 40 years ago, and today it was like a holy thing. I, for 4 years, worked in a military camp, and it was truly, in the eyes of everyone, a holy camp. Truly so. Today, especially after such things, meaning it's too bad that such a thing has reached such levels, and it's because in our country there is no body that is responsible for the unification of the people. And only from that specific point to have the Israeli nation in unity that would examine each and everything and give its okay according to this or that. Is this something we can do or not? And if it's anything that causes separation of the people, we stop under any price. Let's say with this soldier, maybe we could finish the things in the same way. Maybe, yes, I'm not checking towards going to prison or not. I'm not associated with that at all. Let's say yes, but do it in such a way that it won't crush the people into pieces. That's the problem. So we really have come to a state in which we received a huge blow. Let's hope that it will bring forth the recognition of evil, that we're lacking unity. But how much of separation we need to be in these tears in order to discover that we need connection, I don't know. This is truly, and no one is even talking about it. No one. I don't care. They hate them. They hate them. Well, so it's fine. That's how it is. And from day to day, the hatred is getting worse. And the media is operating just for that. That's called media, like so-called connection means. And what are they connecting? Who are they connecting? It's truly terrible.
On the web, there are masses that feel complete disbelief in the different political systems. Mothers don't want to send their children to the army.
I don't know. We're not a regular people. If it continues this way, it will crumble and we will stop to exist. We're not a regular kind of nation. We were given a temporary opportunity to exist here, and we're under the grace of above. We're existing here and continuing here. But if it continues in this way, like now, soon, no one will feel belonging to the other in any possible way. Yeah, why should I go to the military? What, I belong to someone, to something? Nothing. It is disregard of all the systems of the government and of the country. And this is what's happening right now, a great disregard. And by this, this could be our end. I see this as a horrible state. And the problem is that no one's explaining this to the people or to the government or to anyone, that connection is the foundation of the people of Israel. Otherwise, it won't happen. There, they could kill each other and it will still remain a nation. Here, no. We would completely disperse because we don't have a biological connection. We don't have an internal connection that we're from one father and mother. Abraham gathered us from all over Babylon. And now that's how we are here also. There's no connection between people, and it's natural and it's right. But there needs to be a spiritual connection. But even that small connection that we received as an opportunity to be here from above, it is completely shattering. It's terrible. A true terrible state. Yes.
We'd like to thank the tens on duty, Nirenberg virtual group, Yekaterinburg, that did good work, Haifa group, and we have a daily task for the world clean. Everyone gives account to himself. Am I awakening the friends? What kind of concessions did I make in order to do it? Namely, in order to buy the friends. I'll read it again. Everyone gives account to himself. Am I awakening the friends? What concessions did I make in order to do it? Namely, in order to acquire the friends, to buy the friends.
Yeah, we can buy a friend only through concession. Otherwise, I cannot come close to him. To show to him that I am giving up, that I'm conceding myself in order to connect, so you'll see that I want to connect to him, to be closer, and by that I can buy him. Very nice. More? That's it. Well, so let's hope that this evening we will gather here for the Zohar lesson, whoever's capable, and we will continue. And for the time being,
open Friday, friends from all over Israel in Channel 66. Come participate with us on a special lesson tomorrow, Friday, quarter to 3 a.m., Nevatim 12, Petach Tikva. For further info, contact us. By this we conclude. Have a great day and a great night.
מתחברים אל המקור 10 בינואר בתוכנית ישיבת חברים שיעור וסדנה עם הרב לייטמן מופע מוזיקלי ותודה הגיגית בפרטים 1-700-509-209 קורס יסודות הקבלה בשפה האנגלית אנו מזמינים את
קבלה קורס in English. We're inviting all of our friends to join an interactive live course, Kabbalah Fundamentals. Join people from all over the world that were taking their life to the next level. For further details, kabbalahreveal.com. And now, song. מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהוא טוב וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside
our guide above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine.
Казахстан, Сибирь и Крым дышат воздухом одним. Устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина.
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite, igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine.
Mire lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán. Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén. Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones. Grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón.
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite, igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine above the place and beyond time.